Hello, hello. All right, I have a very special treat today. I know that I always say I have a special treat, but this one is really, really special. Before I was introduced to this woman that's on the line with me, I had never really heard of matchmakers before. You know, I've seen Millionaire Matchmaker and I've heard of it. I'm Jewish, so of course I've heard of matchmaking. But I've never actually met somebody who was a matchmaker, and I found this really interesting and fascinating, especially because she works a lot with wonderful, amazing women. So I thought that the woman that's on the phone with me today could really help explain to you some more insider information about women and the women that come to her looking for potential partners or dates, whatever it is. So Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So yeah, so I have Suzanne on the phone. And so I would love you to introduce yourself and just give like a little bit of background about your business and the women that you help.
Sure. I'm Suzanne Oshima. The name of my company is Dream Bachelor and Bachelorette. We're a full-service matchmaking agency where we do matchmaking, date coaching, image and style makeovers for our clients, and also a date concierge service for our male clients.
Right.
I only work with male clients, so I have a lot of great information about both male clients and then also the female members that join our service.
Okay, so yeah, so let's hear about the male clients we know about. Let's hear about these females that join your service. That's the interesting piece for me and the guys that are listening.
Okay. The thing is that I interview women one-on-one all the time, and, you know, I find out a lot of information about what's important to them.
Okay.
And I will tell you that I notice one pattern that keeps coming up with most women, and the two most important things to women that keeps coming up, most guys always think that it's looks, that women are interested in their looks first off. And that's actually not at the forefront for most women. For most women, it's about having confidence and it's about sense of humor. So if you have those two things, you're in pretty good shape as far as when you first meet a woman.
Definitely. Well, can you elaborate a little bit on what both of those mean, since just to expand on, because confidence is like, okay, what does confidence mean? And sense of humor means, do I have to be funny? Should I be a clown? Should I tap dance for them? So if you can expand on both those concepts, that would be fantastic.
Sure. It's not about being a clown. It's
right.
Not dancing, because that crosses over the edge of, you know, okay, he's a little too silly. Do I really want to date him? It's just about, you know, having a good sense of humor and being able to laugh at yourself and laugh with the other person that you're on a date with. So that's really what it's about. And then as far as confidence is concerned, it's about having that presence. You know, when you walk into a room, you know, being confident in who you are, knowing your self-worth. So, you know, not every girl is going to be right for every guy. So knowing that, you know what, if she's not interested in me, it's okay. I'll just move on, because I know I'm a great guy and I'm going to find the right girl and someone's going to see my self-worth. So having that confidence, not feeling like, oh, I have to impress her or I have to make her like me. No, know who you are and you will find the right woman.
Oh, I love that. And I love that you're hearing that from other women. Can you tell me about the women that you do interview? Because these women are also looking for somebody. So I want to hear, not about the quality of women, but are these intelligent women? Are they attractive women? Are they sad women? Just so that I want men to really understand. I'm trying to lead you towards a direction. I don't want to do that. But I want men to understand that beautiful, amazing women also have challenges. Because you explained it to me about all these women that you work with and the wonderful men that you work with as well. So if you can explain in your own words, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, I will tell you that the most beautiful, smartest women come to me, I'm always impressed with the level of women that come to my matchmaking service. And, you know, I think there's this misconception among men that, oh, beautiful women get asked out all the time. They would never go see a matchmaker. That's actually not true. Women that come to see me because they know that it's going to be quality. That the men that come to see me, A, are at the top level of their game, and they're just, you know, they're looking for a real relationship. They find that when they're doing online dating, that a lot of the guys aren't serious about finding a relationship. So that's one of the reasons that they come to me. I will also tell you, I think that's what's really important is, you know, I talked about being confident and having a great sense of humor, but it's also about how you treat a woman.
Interesting.
Yes, it's very important. So if you treat a woman right on a date, and I'm sure all your male clients are saying, well, what does that mean? What that means is acting like a complete gentleman on a date, doing all those things that you think maybe are old-fashioned. I will tell you, every woman appreciates it. Don't be fooled by, oh, women are so independent today, and you know there's this women's lib thing. I will tell you, women like to be treated like a lady. They like the door held open for them. They like, you know, their seat pulled out for them at a restaurant. If you stand up in a restaurant when she goes to the restroom, I will tell you, she will be so impressed, because that's actually very, very rare for a man to do that. So when a guy does that, a woman takes notice and says, wow, that guy was raised properly.
I love that you just said that, because I actually just wrote an article recently and I said, remember to be a gentleman. I said, what was it that I said? I said that I've only had two guys open a car door for me. One was my one and only one night stand, and the other one was my husband. So it works out well for you, basically, to open a car door, because I think you're absolutely correct. It isn't out there enough. And I believe, and I know that you do as well, that when a man is in his most masculine state, it allows women to also fall into their most feminine state. And when a woman's feeling her most feminine, it's when she feels the most attraction. And so acting masculine and acting like being a gentleman, I don't want to say acting because I don't want to make it seem like it's fake, but genuinely being a gentleman makes a woman feel light and feminine and flirty and young and attractive. And it puts her into a state where she's more open to feeling attraction, rather than making her feel or putting her into a state of masculinity. So I love that you said that. Can you tell me about some of the frustrations that you hear from women? Because I really want to get that insider information. Because as you said, you know, you do work with very attractive women. So if you can let my listeners know about some of the insecurities that you hear from women and the frustrations they have in dating.
Sure. I actually have some really good ones. And whenever I tell this to gentlemen, they always say, wow, really? I didn't know that. And I will tell you, the biggest frustration that women say to me with dating is that men use texting too much.
Interesting.
When I say that, I don't mean in just, you know, sending a flirty message here or there. Of course, texting is great for that. But when a guy constantly asks out a woman by texting, it's inappropriate. Women just get tired of it. They're just like, why can't he pick up the phone and call me?
Yep. I completely agree with you.
And I will tell you, one of the second things that I hear is the biggest complaint against amongst women is when a guy can't plan a date. When he says, okay, on the first date, you know, he'll say, okay, you pick.
Never. I hate that.
It's the worst thing a guy can do, because, again, a woman wants to be taken care of and feel like you can plan something, and she likes to be surprised. All you have to do is ask her, you know, what's your favorite type of cuisine? At least she'll give you some information there, and then take it from there. But don't leave it in her hands. The first, I would say, 5 to 6 dates, you should be planning the dates. And then, ask her for some input, but you plan the date.
Okay. So for the women that you work with, what's the age range?
I get women, well, I don't take anyone under 21, okay, but I do get 21 and all the way to, I'd say, mid-40s.
Okay. And this is consistent with each of them, right? Of all the different age ranges.
Yes.
Is consistent. Okay. And mm-hmm. So what about the women that come to you? Do they have when they come in, do they request physical things, or is it usually emotional and character that they're looking for, rather than saying, I want a really tall, good-looking guy who's rich, who's only 5 years older than me? Or do they come in saying, I'm really looking for a genuine man, a confident man, aggressive man? What is it that you're seeing?
Actually, I'm really, really glad that you brought that up about connecting to a woman emotionally. That's actually another really good point is, and I've seen this before, is that, again, it's not about looks. It's about, you know, the confidence, sense of humor, how you treat a woman, but it's also connecting to her emotionally. If you can connect to a woman emotionally and all those other aspects, you've got her.
Right. Because without being emotional.
That's exactly.
Okay.
And when I say connect to a woman emotionally, because I'm sure a lot of your male clients again are going, what does that mean?
Right.
What that means is showing that, you know, when she says she has something going on with work, you know, calling her and saying, you know, is everything okay? I hope your day went well. You know, really listening to her. You know, and just if she says she likes certain things, you know, remembering that the next time and surprising her on the date and taking her out to whatever it was that she had mentioned in a previous date, showing that you're really, really listening to her. I think a lot of men hear what women say, but they don't listen. So connecting to her emotionally is really, really important.
I completely agree with you. Actually, I did another audio interview with somebody else, and they introduced me to a magical word, and the word is because. So whenever you are, for men, in conversation with women, if you do give a response, like if a woman says, I had a really hard day at work, and you go, oh, that sucks, that's not really emotionally connecting to the woman through conversation. That's hearing her kind of, but not really caring. But if you add in the word because, it triggers you to continue talking and giving an emotional connection. So, oh, that sucks because I've had that happen to me as well. Or, you know, something else that because can lead you into. It just helps you expand, paint a picture, and connect to a woman emotionally. Because a lot of men don't know how to do that. So for the very beginning of figuring out how to connect emotionally, incorporate the word because into all conversations with women and even with people. But that will help you expand your relationships and connect to people emotionally.
Right. And you know, the other question that you had asked, you know, when women come to see me, do they request, you know, the hot guy, you know, who's really good looking and has a hot body? Actually, that is very rare for a woman to request that.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously there are some women that do, but I will say the majority don't. I mean, there needs to be some sort of attraction, but most women tell me they need to connect to them emotionally and on other levels. If the guy has all the other things but not the looks, they're probably going to fall for them. And they tell me that it's not about looks, because if a guy relies solely on his looks, they're just not going to connect to a woman in the other ways, and they're not going to win her over.
Interesting. I forget what my question was. For the women, I'm just trying to get as much insight into these women as possible. So for these women, I don't want to hear about frustrations, but maybe, you know, fears that they have because of their past that may cause them to flake or be wishy-washy. Like, are these women guarded? Have they been wounded by men in the past? Like, I want to get into their belief systems, because I know that for me as a woman, I had many beliefs about men. I believe that all they wanted was sex. I believe that I had to have my guard up against them because they were going to try and use me in some way. Like, those were beliefs that I had to, you know, eliminate and readjust. Are you seeing these women having similar beliefs, or, you know, beliefs, other beliefs that may stop them from getting the men that they want?
Well, I think everybody is, you know, an individual, so it depends. I mean, you know, obviously there's some women that have been hurt a lot emotionally and so are very afraid about getting involved with somebody, so they may have some preconceived notions about men. However, the one thing that I will say that I've been seeing a lot come up a lot, and I don't know why this keeps happening, is that a lot of women here, and this is in New York, and maybe it's a New York thing, I don't know, but a lot of women here in New York keep telling me that they'll be dating a guy and things are going great, whether it's even, you know, just like 5 to 6 dates or even like 3 months, even, I'm not kidding, a year, where the guy will just all of a sudden disappear. Nothing about, you know, I think we should stop seeing each other, or, you know, I'm not interested, or whatever. They just disappear. And it drives women crazy here. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think men are afraid to just tell a woman that, you know what, I don't think we're right for each other, or maybe, you know, we're not the right people for each other. But I don't think men realize that if they just say that, women would appreciate that so much more than the disappearing.
Oh, 100%. Honesty is huge. I do a radio show every Wednesday in Toronto. And we actually just talked about that because one of the callers called in and said, how do I turn off a girl? And I was like, well, what are you really trying to ask? And he's like, well, basically, I keep trying to break up with my girlfriend, but it's not working. And so I was saying, well, you know what, if you break up with your girlfriend, you know, you want to, I forget what the saying is, leave a woman better than she was when you found her, basically. You don't want to mess around with a woman's head and lead her on and pretty much screw around with her, because then you're sending off a damaged woman into the world to go interact with other men, and then those men are going to have to jump through more hurdles because of the damage that you have possibly done to her. It's relationship karma, right? So you're eventually going to get another damaged woman coming back to you. So what I always say to these guys is, exactly what you just said. If you want to break up with this girl and you know that she's not the one for you, talk to her about it and just say, like, listen, I'm not feeling this connection. It's not something that I want. I know that we're not meant to be together. I think you're wonderful, but there's no future with us. And you be as honest as possible, and then you stick to your guns. You let her, you know, you don't need to be her support system. She has other friends to support her. You don't go back and sleep with her. You don't go back and comfort her. You have to be the strong man and say something that's honest. Let her know what the deal is. And then separate, because that's what breaking up is about. It's about separating. But if you keep leading her on or completely disappear, it leaves her a complete mess. And you would never want that done back to you. So again, leave a woman better than you found her. I'm not saying it right. For some reason, it's not coming out of my mouth properly. But you get the point of what I'm saying. So I completely agree with that statement. And that's a horrible frustration for women to have men disappear.
Right. And, you know, Marnie, I'm so glad you said that. I mean, one of the things that you said is just, you know, say, I think you're a great person. Always, you know, precede it with a nice compliment. And then just say, but I just think we're not right for each other, you know, and it gives the woman closure.
Yeah. And don't try and get her to break up with you and stretch it out for as long as possible and make her hate you. I've done that as well to guys, and it's not fair. It's really not fair to the other person. It's actually just cowardly of you. So the best thing that I suggest, and you're obviously suggesting as well, is nip it in the bud and be as honest as possible. When you're not feeling anymore, let the other person know. Don't torture them.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, this has been a wonderful interview. I think this is great information, and it is always nice. You know, obviously I provide men with the other side, and then to also talk to another woman who gets to get some more insider information from other women. So again, do you want to give the guys your website and information on how to get in touch with you if they do want to partake in matchmaking services, or at least explore the option, which I think is something that's extremely beneficial? Tell them about how to get in touch with you.
Sure. It's Dream Bachelor and Bachelorette. The website address is dreambachelor.com. And they can my information's on the website. They can either call me or email me, and I'm more than happy to do a free consultation with them.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for doing this. It was definitely very helpful and extremely insightful.
Thanks, Marnie.